Today is H&H Rods Day here at Bass Fan, and one of the things that I get to do is I get to talk to the people who are responsible for building rods, and the guy that owns the place, actually, Josh Hilliger. I guess the first thing is, welcome to the program.
Good morning, Terry. How are you doing today?
Well, I'm doing great, and today's your day, man. Today on Bass Fan, we've got a theme day, and kind of wanted to get the people out there in America and across the country and on the Internet the opportunity to know a little bit more about H&H Rods. And, you know, you've been around for a while, 5 years in business and doing some pretty good things with your rods.
Yeah, we've experienced a lot of growth in the last 5 years. Pretty much close to 100% growth every year.
Well, tell me what that means. I mean, you're selling a lot more rods and that kind of stuff, but you're also building more types of rods and listening to the consumer. I'm sure there's a lot of things there with customer services involved.
Sure. There's a big market out there, and there's everything that you can have from an entry level rod to the highest of the high end. And there's specific lengths and technique specific materials and technique specific lengths and actions. And we've tried to tune our whole line towards a certain few things that guys are wanting, along with the garden variety type rods.
Well, I think, you know, as people look at rod companies, and there's so many, there's a myriad of rod companies out there. I mean, when you look at rods, there's differentiators. And, you know, for your company, give me a couple of ideas of what differentiates you from anybody else. Tell me what that'd be.
Well, we've got some new materials that are out that are exclusive to us. We've got our new Kevlar line, which is pretty much we're the only guys on the market that have the materials we're using in that rod line. It's a high modulus rod that's got a Kevlar weave, which gives it a lot of strength. It's a very lightweight, sensitive rod, which I think you had the opportunity to use that at Gunnersville.
I sure did. It's very unique and also unique in color.
Yeah, it's actually a copper pearl colored. Blank. The coating on the blank is a copper color that's got a little bit of pearlescent coloring to it, and really stands out on a rack. And it's a very eye catching color, and it's one of the things that makes a guy pick that rod up, and then when he does, then you can see the rod will speak for itself.
Well, I've got to throw a swim bait, and I'm not talking about one of these giant swim baits. I'm talking about a 6-inch swim bait, actually a skinny dipper made by Reaction Innovations with it, and very, very sensitive. You could do a lot of things with the bait because of the rod. I really like the rod, and I also got the opportunity to test your 610 as well.
That 610 that you're mentioning, that's in our HX4 line, which is our second from the top, and we also have one of those in the Kevlar line as well. It's a phenomenal jig rod. It's not as cumbersome as using the big rod, but it's got plenty of power. It's great for pitching jigs or fishing a worm on or any type of a brush hog or a creature bait. It really works well for that.
Yeah, and I did throw a jig with that. Now, I really like the idea you've got so many lines. I think, what do you got, 45 or 50 lines of product?
We've got four lines of rods, and we've got 45 models throughout. So we've got our Kevlar series, which has 8 models in it, and they're all basically geared around worm and jig fishing. I'll tell everybody, spend the best money you've got on worm and jig rods. You can get away, for goodness sakes, you know, people used to use fiberglass for crankbait fishing, and there's nothing deader than a fiberglass rod. You know, they're heavy, they're slow, they're dead, which you can get away with a lesser rod throwing a crankbait or any type of a moving bait. Spend the money you've got on the worm and jig rods.
Well, and you're looking at different lengths. Now, you know, one of the questions I've always had, Josh, you know, and as a designer and a guy that builds your own rods, you know, a short guy, I'm 5'9", 5'10", in that ballpark, and it seems like I always feel better with like a 6'10 or bigger rod. I mean, a shorter rod, it seems like you don't get the good hook set. Is that something that's just unique to me, or is that typically what guys are looking for?
I think that's all a matter of personal preference, Terry. I've got guys that are smaller, that are 5'6" or 5'7", and they want the biggest rod they can get. In which case, we make a 7'10" one piece on our HX4 line. It's a flipping stick. It's a phenomenal rod, but it's a lot of rod to use. You know, you'll get a guy that's smaller in stature, and that's what they want. They want the biggest rod they can get for a bigger hook set. You talk to the next guy who's the same size, and he's like, that's way too much rod. I want a 6'9". I don't like a 7 foot rod. So, you know, and we've dealt with Troy, which you're very familiar with Troy. He's one of the guys that's just like that. He doesn't want a larger rod or a longer rod or maybe not quite as heavy of a rod.
Yeah, he's a bass fan and runs our store, and you know, he's probably about the same height as I, or maybe a little taller, but it's amazing. You know, I can remember in the old days, if you got a 6'6", that was pretty much the general rule. You bought a 6'6" rod, you bought, you know, either the type of rod you wanted was medium heavy or something like that. But now we've made these things so much like a mechanic's toolbox. They've got each rod and each length and each different thing for each application.
I think if you looked across the industry in the last 10 years, exactly what you're saying is the case. It used to be 6'6 medium heavy, 6'6 medium heavy, and 6'6 medium heavy would take care of anything you needed. Well, then rods started to grow larger. Then they went to 7, then they went to 7.5, and then you went through the big rod craze, which kind of ended at 7.5 foot. And then now, in the last few years, what you've seen is a lot of specific lengths. Like, we build some 6'9s, we build some 6'4s for a spinnerbait. You know, we build a 7'2 heavy, which is kind of in between for a guy who doesn't want a flipping stick, and that's really more rod than they care to fish with doing whatever they're doing, but they really want something a little more than a 7 foot rod. So what you've started to see in the industry is just a maker's more attuned to certain type of applications and techniques.
Well, Josh, before we walk away from this, there's very, very important things that we have to do. Number one, H&H is out of Houston, and you've got a great web page. You can go out there and buy right off the web page. But how do I get a hold of you? What's the web page address? Tell me a little bit about that, if you would.
The web page address is hhfishingrods.com. That's our new website. We've got all that new stuff on there, and it's all up to date and good. And then we also are always reachable by phone, and 99% of the time you'll get me on the phone as well. Then my number is 713-875-7827. And that's part of what we've tried to do, is make ourselves available to people. And you know, if a guy has a question, you know, he's looked at our rods in the store and he's unsure of something, and you know, no better place to find something out than call the people who make them.
Well, that's absolutely right. And, you know, the customer service part of this, you know, you got the ability to be able to get rods from you is very, very important. You know, the ability to be able to deliver, that's important. But the customer service after the fact, that's what you're really trying to work towards.
Sure, sure. It's a matter of you know, every car salesman's your best buddy when they're trying to sell you a car, but when the thing breaks down 6 months later, you can't ever get them on the phone to get something fixed. That's the nightmare everybody has. But, you know, it's customer service after the point of sale is really what separates good companies from bad, in my opinion.
Well, no doubt about it. And I tell you, Josh, you know, that a lot of good things. Folks, you need to go out and look at H&H Rods. They've got a ton of different models and makes, and if you have questions, I mean, if you don't know exactly what you want and you maybe got an application, Josh also fishes. He just came back from Mexico, and you caught a few down there, and you can tell him.
That was a phenomenal trip. That really was. I personally caught 6 over 8 pounds with the biggest of 9.5. It was just phenomenal. We were in Mexico 4 days last week. We fished Wednesday through Saturday. It was pretty mind-blowing. It'll spoil you, because then you got to come back here and fight for fish, you know, and it'll definitely ruin you. It was phenomenal down there.
Well, Josh, I appreciate you being with us here at Bass Fan Radio. Folks, go out and take a look at H&H Rods, and Josh, we're going to have you back on. We're going to talk about some of the new developments you have down the road, too, trying to do everything we can to let more people know about H&H Rods.
We appreciate it, Terry.
I'm Terry Brown. This has been Bass Fan Radio.